Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, right on the southwest side of Columbus. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, another delightful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just a solid crowd and a good spirit with everyone, and just a great, great time together. God met with us. We spoke to us through His Word, and we got what we needed right in the middle of the week. And always great to gather with the family of God in the middle of the week. Hope you were in your place and you received what you needed, and that God met with you, and you're on your way now for this Thursday of November, halfway through November 16. All right. Well, listen, I want to talk to you a little bit today about some principles of faithfulness. Now, 2 Chronicles chapter 16. 2 Chronicles chapter 16, beginning in verse 7. At that time, at Hanani, the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thine hand. Were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host, with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou didst rely on the Lord, he delivered them into thine hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. And Asa was wroth with the seer, and put him in a prison house, for he was in a rage with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. All right. So George Mueller, the great man of faith, said, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There's no glory for God in doing that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. And so I'm talking about faithfulness, principles of faithfulness. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. The Lord is searching for the faithful. The Lord is seeking those who realize that faith begins where our power ends. That God is bigger than man's limited wisdom, and God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think to those who walk in obedience to him. There's a great correspondence, a great relationship between faith and obedience. Alexander McLaren said, unbelief is the mother of disobedience. Faith is a voluntary submission to God. And if faith is not exercised, it lies in the pride of independence, which says, who is Lord over us? Why should we have to depend on Jesus Christ? As faith is obedience and submission, so faith breeds obedience. But unbelief leads to rebellion. The less one trusts, the more he disobeys. The more he disobeys, the less he trusts. End quote. So are we walking in obedience to God or disobedience to God? If we walk in disobedience, it's a faith problem. We're trusting in ourselves or we're trusting in man rather than trusting God. And we'll show that God really does want to show himself strong on our behalf. He wants to work in us and through us. But it'll only work through those who are obedient and faithful. Let me, a few lessons to glean here from this particular passage. Number one, relying on people leads to defeat. In order to understand what's happening here, we need to back up and take a look at verses 1 through 6 of the chapter. Now, during that time period, Israel was divided into northern and southern kingdoms. Israel was the north, Judah was the south. Now, when you read back those verses, you'll discover that King Baasha from Israel, northern kingdom, constructed the city of Ramah, in order to stand guard against both travel and trade going and coming in and out of Judah, which was the southern kingdom. In other words, he's cutting Judah off from the outside world and trying to strangle its economy. So Asa, king of Judah, sought help from the king of Syria, Ben-Hadad. And He, Asa, brought silver and gold from the treasure of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and he sent it to Syria. He sent it to Ben-Hadad. And so till Baasha, the man in the north, surrendered Ramah back to Judah. Then he dismantled Ramah and used the building materials to construct two cities of his own, Geba and Mizpah. Now, Asa did give some of that money from his own treasure. However, he also took from the Lord's treasury. He took from the Lord's money in the temple. Now, Hanani, the seer, the prophet, was chastising Asa for turning to humans for help instead of seeking assistance from the Lord. And instead of asking God to supply, he went ahead and took from God. It demonstrated his lack of faith. By a lack of faith that God would protect him, that God would provide for him, and turn to a pagan nation. Now, when you look on face value, you say, well, boy, I thought Asa did something pretty smart there. But, I mean, aren't we successful when we network with other people and work together with them to solve our problems? You know? But seeking help from others, I'm not saying that's always wrong or that's always entirely bad. But listen, and obviously we know that God works through people. But it becomes wrong when we lean more on human advice and human assistance than we do on the Lord and His Word. You see, there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So I'm not relying too much on human advice, and especially if someone's not saved. Don't idolize the help of man above the sovereign help of God. God is more powerful than man. So King Asa wasn't thinking right. And so the prophet speaks to him and delivers the message about relying on himself and not relying on God, and relying on Ben-Hadad and not relying on God. And Asa didn't understand. And he got mad. And it set a precedent of disobedience for succeeding generations. And that led to more defeats and more bondage. Yet to be careful, my friend, you know, our responses to God can set in motion a terrible chain of events for generations to come. Our obedience to God can set in motion quite a few blessings for generations to come. Relying on people will lead to defeat. Number two, relying on God will lead you to victory. Now, remember we read how Elijah, or the Hanani, the prophet rather, mentioned the Ethiopians and the Lubims? Well, you go back to 2 Chronicles chapter 14, and you find out that the Ethiopians had a huge advantage over Judah. They had an army twice the size and numerous chariots to top it off. But Asa responded so much differently to that situation. The Bible in that passage said that Asa acknowledged the Lord as his source of strength. And also he said, let not man prevail against you, showing his belief that God was more powerful than man. And what changed his heart? He acknowledged the Lord back then, and the Lord smote the Ethiopians, and they fled. The army was enormous, and yet God plundered those people because Asa sought him first and foremost. Relying on God always leads to victory. The Lord desires to fight for us. He desires to show himself strong on our behalf. And so whenever we rely upon God over our human thinking and place our confidence in Him, the Lord fights for us. Remember, He's searching for those whose heart is perfect toward Him. He's searching for the faithful. The faithful man is a man who's godly. The faithful man is a man who's upright. The faithful man who makes good use of even the smallest resources given to him by God. He's a faithful steward, 1 Corinthians 4:2. A faithful person who's going to make sure that God comes first in his life. He honors the Lord in all he does. He'll be sold out and a diehard follower of Jesus Christ, striving to be obedient, seeking God's guidance and strength. Henry Blackaby says the Lord likes to give us God-sized tasks, our assignments that are way too big for us to do in our own strength. The Lord does it so we'll rely on Him and we'll receive all that He intends for us to have. Oh, my friend. Walk by faith, walk in obedience. Don't miss out on what God has for you. Being obedient to God, making sure He's our source of strength. You say, well, the Lord never gives you more than you can handle. Oh, my friend, that's not true. God will give you more than you can handle. Why? So you'll rely on Him. Jesus said, men, to his disciples, whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. God wants to show himself strong. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. What are our lessons? Relying on people leads to defeat. Relying on God will lead to victory. And number three, remember this, our failure affects us and others. What happened to the Hanani the seer was the old expression, don't shoot the messenger. Well, he didn't shoot the messenger, but he imprisoned the messenger. You understand, when we fail, it's because we're walking in disobedience. And for every choice, there's an outcome. And Asa's choice led to a consequence of enduring wars. He didn't just, because of his own disobedience, he had internal conflict and turmoil, and he lived it out in anger and bitterness. I'm sure he felt like a failure. I'm sure he felt defeated. Isn't that how we feel? Whenever we fled in fear, relied on ourselves or on bad advice of people, and didn't allow God to show himself strong through our situation, we feel defeated. But Asa's choices affected him, but they affected others around him. Oh, that I could help people understand our sinful habits hurt those who follow us. Not only were the people affected by suffering from war, they suffered at Asa's own hand. He oppressed some of the people at that time. When Asa became depressed, he began to oppress others. If you're angry and you're bitter and you're coming down hard on others, maybe you need to look in the mirror and say, maybe I'm walking in disobedience to God. Maybe I'm angry at others because I'm afraid to look at myself. Because I don't want to be reminded of my own shortcomings, of my own disobedience to God. If that's you, then listen, repent, my friend. Fall on your knee and ask God to forgive you. When you face impossible situations, then turn to God. God can do what seems impossible. King Asa was once asked to battle 1 million soldiers with only 580,000. He was outnumbered 2-1. And so, do what God says. And if it seems impossible, that's great. That means God will have to be involved. If God asks you to do something that crazy or impossible, would you say yes? If he asked you to be a missionary to a Muslim country, would you say yes? Would you rely on human reasoning, or would you rely on God to take care of you and protect you? Is your faith in Jesus Christ? Have you ever trusted him as your personal Savior? I hope you have. If you haven't, listen, then trust him as your Savior. Believe in Jesus Christ. Believe he died on the cross for your sin. Surrender your heart, your life to him. And God would love to show himself strong on your behalf and give you forgiveness of sin and the gift of eternal life. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Oh, believe in him with your heart today. And then determine, Christian, to be faithful to him. Relying on people will lead to defeat. Relying on God will lead to victory. And certainly our actions will affect others around us and possibly generations to come. Well, have a great Thursday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. sunny smile.